Hello.
Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Metro Research. And today we're conducting a poll on people's opinions towards public affairs and current events. So are you currently registered to vote in Orlando, Florida?
Uh-huh.
All right. So are you registered to vote as, like, a Republican or a Democrat or something else?
Yes.
So under, like, which one of those are you registered to vote?
Something else.
Something else? All right. So as things stand now, how often do you vote in elections for governor and other offices? Would you say you, always... I'm sorry?
As often as I can.
All right. So that's, like, always vote or almost always vote?
I always vote.
All right. Thank you. So would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather if I give you some categories and you tell me which one you fit in?
Let's hear the categories.
All right. So the categories are 18 to 34, 36 to 49, 50 to 64, 35 to 49.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, all right. So in Florida, the media describes people that reside there as either being, like, white or African-American or Hispanic or Asian or many, many, many other races. So how would you describe yourself?
I'm Mediterranean.
Mediterranean. Very specific. All right. Mediterranean.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never gotten one of those before. Nice.
Yeah.
So, generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Wrong direction!
All right. If the election for state senator were held today, would you definitely vote for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, or probably vote for the Republican candidate?
I would definitely vote for the Democratic candidate.
All right. So now I'd like to ask you what impressions you have about certain people or organizations that you may have heard of. And I'm going to, like, kind of read them out. And if you could either give, like, your personal opinion as either being very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you can't, like, rate them because you have, like, no opinion or don't recognize them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Anna Iskamani.
I'm not sure.
All right, no worries. What about Planned Parenthood?
Very favorable.
All right. Walt Disney World?
Very favorable.
Ron DeSantis?
Very unfavorable. He's a dick.
All right. The National Rifle Association?
Very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. All right. Greg Pohl?
Not sure.
All right, no worries. Rick Scott?
Very unfavorable. I think he's a real
very all right. Florida Power and Light, or FPL?
I'm not sure.
Not sure. All right, no worries. What about Joe Biden?
Favorable.
So would that be, like, maybe somewhat or very favorable?
I'll give Joe just the very favorable.
All right. All right. And what about Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable. Is there extremely unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. I don't know why, but I knew you were going to say something like that. You're going to be like, is there something less or, like, a negative? But unfortunately, okay. There isn't, but there is very unfavorable, which is, like, the lowest of low.
All right, put them on blast.
All right. So, thinking about the job Anna Iskamani is doing as state representative, would you say you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I'm not familiar with.
Not familiar. All right, no worries. So even though you, like, may not be familiar about her, the next question I do have is about her, but don't worry, throughout the survey, you're going to get to know more about this lady or woman. So would you say, like, if the elections for state representative were held today, would you definitely vote to reelect Anna Iskamani, probably vote to reelect her, probably vote for someone new, or definitely vote for someone new? And by the way, she's a Democratic candidate.
She's a state Democratic candidate?
Yeah, she's a Democratic candidate.
I would definitely
re-elect her.
Yeah.
All right. So if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Joe Biden, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, all right. If elections for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and W. Mercatel Powell, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
Powell.
Powell, all right. If elections for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Pohl, the Republican, and Anna Eskamani, the Democrat, who do you think you'd vote for?
Democrat.
Democrat, all right, so Anna Eskamani. All right, so as you may know, there's going to also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. And one constitutional amendment is titled, Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. And it reads, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion.
I would probably approve that.
All right. So would you vote yes to support the amendment?
Yes.
All right. Cool. So which of the following issues do you think is the most important issue for the state legislature to focus their attention on as of right now? And the list goes, improving our public schools, passing common sense gun safety legislation, making housing more affordable, lowering inflation, stopping the flow of illegal immigration, fighting crime and protecting the public, reducing the cost of health care and prescription medicine, reducing the cost of insurance, keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida, creating jobs and improving wages, supporting a ceasefire to end the violence on the Gaza Strip, or protecting our air and water.
Oof.
And I'm just a little spoiler. You can choose two, because this one is, for this first question, is just which one you think is the most important one, and then the second question is going to be, which is like a second one that you think is important.
Okay, I would say education first.
All right, so improving our public schools?
Yes, and
all right.
Then abortion access second.
All right, and then keeping abortion safe and legal in Florida. Perfect, thank you. So which of the following issues do you think are the most important for the local government to focus their attention on as of right now? And the list goes, reducing crime and protecting the public, protecting the rights of renters, improving our public schools, making housing more affordable, creating jobs and wages, expanding and modernizing public transportation, lowering the burden of property taxes, or reducing traffic congestion. And for this one, you can also choose two.
I would say education and affordable housing.
All right. Let's see. Improving our public schools and making housing more affordable. All right. So now I'm going to read you a series of descriptions of possible candidates for state representative. And for each one, if you could please tell me which candidate you would be more likely to support. And if you, if let's say this was all you knew about these candidates. So the first one is, which one would you be more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is not socialist and politicians use such divisive rhetoric as fear to win elections. Or number two, a candidate who says the Democratic Party is part of a socialist movement that must be stopped before they destroy our country.
The first one.
First one, all right. So which one would you more likely to support? Number one, a candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lessons plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children. Or number two, a candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers or parents, in control of our kids' educations.
Can you read the first one again?
For sure. A candidate who supports protecting parents' rights to remove books or lesson plans that don't reinforce the values they want taught to their children.
And then the second one was what now?
And the second one is, a candidate opposes political censorship laws coming out of Tallahassee that put politicians, not teachers nor parents, in control of our kids' educations.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha. The second one.
Second one, all right. A candidate who, a candidate who has rejected political contributions from insurance companies and challenges them to lower rates and justify their rate increases. Or number two, a candidate who supports stabilizing the insurance industry in Florida to keep the industry solvent, even if that means bailing them out.
The first one.
First one, all right. And lastly, a candidate who believes that diversity and acceptance for all people makes Central Florida a more vibrant community. Or number two, a candidate who says that the woke ideology puts our children at risk to groomers and other predators.
The first one.
The first one, all right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right, so now I'm going to read you kind of like a few statements that people give for voting for like a candidate for state representative. And assuming these are accurate, if you could please tell me if either these statements are a very convincing reason to want to support them, a somewhat convincing reason, or does it have no effect? Okay. So the first one is, while Tallahassee politicians are focused on stealing women's rights, silencing teachers, and pushing culture wars, Anna Eskamani is fighting to help parents feed their families, seniors afford their medicine, small businesses create jobs, and everyone have an affordable place to live.
That's very convincing.
Very convincing, all right. Anna Eskamani lost her mother to cancer when she was 13 years old. She knows firsthand how hard working families struggle to pay for health care and is fighting for affordable health coverage or those with pre-existing conditions.
Very convincing.
Greg Pohl will fight to stop the flow of illegal immigration into our communities.
No effect.
Greg Pohl understands how important our police officers are to our safety and how dangerous radical ideas like defunding the police are to our communities.
No effect.
Anna Eskamani has introduced legislation to create a renter's bill of rights to even the playing field in a state that favors landlords and out-of-state corporations who control more and more of Florida's rental market every year.
Very convincing.
Greg Pohl will work to protect parental rights by taking woke indoctrination out of our public schools and protect children from sexual content at too young of an age.
No effect.
Anna Eskamani fought to support families by passing a permanent tax break for children's diapers and adult incontinence products.
Very convincing.
Anna Eskamani will fight to protect the safety of our drinking water by holding polluters accountable and opposing the loosening of environmental standards and enforcement.
Very convincing.
Very convincing. All right. So now I'm going to do like kind of the same thing, but this time it's the opposite. So this one, it's if these statements give you some serious doubts about supporting them, it gives you some doubts or it has no effect on your like decision. So the first one is Anna Eskamani is a radical woke agenda that wants to teach sexually explicit material to elementary school students.
That gives me the ick. So what are the responses?
Yeah, the responses are serious doubts, some doubts, and no effect.
Serious doubts. It's doubts about the person who's saying it.
No, more like doubts about like kind of if you would still consider supporting them because like this statement. I'm sorry, you said.
Okay,
it,
so that's
funny.
Somebody saying that would have no effect on my perception of money.
So kind of like when you say no effect, it just means that like you don't really care about the statement. Like you're still gonna either not support them or support them, but the statement just like you truly just do not care.
Okay, so yeah, that has no effect.
No effect, all right. Greg Pohl and Republican Party of Florida's bigoted attacks on Anna Eskamani reflect a radical Christian nationalism which believes non-Christians are not welcome in American society.
No effect.
No effect, all right. Extremist Republicans like Greg Pohl will not stop at a 6-week ban on abortion. They will continue restricting a woman's ability to make her own health care decisions, if that means abortion, birth control, IVF, or even the right to travel freely.
So, the way this question is a little bit confusing for me. So, saying that about the candidate makes me have serious doubts about that candidate.
Yes. So, like the start of this the directions for this one. Assuming that each of the following statements are accurate, could you please tell me if this would cause you to have some serious doubts about voting for that candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect on your decision at all?
So that's
how you want to interpret it.
Okay, so that last one would give me serious doubts.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anna Eskamani wants to defund the police, decriminalize marijuana, and release dangerous felons from our jails, leaving residents at the mercy of violent criminals.
No effect.
Anna Eskamani was one of the only two legislators who voted in favor of a ceasefire agreement for the Israel and Hamas war.
No effect.
Greg Pohl is an extremist focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books, banning abortion, instead of finding real solutions for the cost of living issues every day that families in Central Florida deal with.
Serious doubts.
Greg Pohl stands with pro-NRA lawmakers who have said that school shootings are the price we must pay to protect our Second Amendment rights.
serious doubts.
Cool. Anna Eskamani is a vulgar woman whose confrontational politics only hurt our district and our state.
A vulgar woman? No effect.
It is what it says. That's exactly what it says, a vulgar woman.
Oh, okay. Vulgar woman. No effect.
No effect. All right. Greg Poole is a realist. I'm sorry, what?
Go ahead.
Oh, all right. Greg Poole is a real estate speculator and landlord who has profited from soaring rents while Central Florida families struggle to make ends meet.
Serious doubt.
Greg Poole is an extremist who is more focused on crazy culture war issues like banning books than finding real solutions for affordability crisis, harming families in Central Florida every day.
Serious doubt.
And Greg Poole is a hand-picked candidate of the same Tallahassee lobbyist who fought to give mismanaged insurance companies a $3 billion tax handout, not rate relief for families.
Serious doubts.
Serious doubts. All right. So if the election for state representative were held today and the candidates were Greg Poole, the Republican, and Anna Eskamani, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Anna Eskamani.
Cool. So what is your primary source for national and political news? Would you say you get it mostly from, like, social media apps or services or, like, talk radio, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, or Fox, or, like, local newspapers, Orlando Sentinel, internet-based news sources, or, like, cable news networks? Or, like, none of these?
Internet-based news sources, yeah.
All right. So from which app or service would you say you get most of your news from? Would it be, like, maybe Facebook or Twitter, WhatsApp, YouTube, or Truth Social, or some other?
Apple News.
Apple News. All right. Apple News. Cool. So now we're almost done. We're about 96% done with the survey. So there's like about 3 more questions left, I think. So I do want to thank you so much for your time this far. So what is the last grade or degree you have completed in school?
I have a master's degree.
Master's? Congrats. All right. So do you have any children under the age of 18 living in your home?
No.
All right. Would you mind sharing your religion?
Non-religious.
Non-religious. All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So I do want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a good rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Goodbye.